Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 15th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Amazon launched Alexa Custom Assistant, a new service that will let third-party companies create their own virtual assistants using the Amazon Voice Services backend. This will let companies set their own wake words and create custom voices with unique capabilities. Amazon says these custom assistants will coexist with Amazon's assistant on platforms, with voice requests outside of a custom assistant's functionality routed back to Amazon. The initial focus for the service will be on the automotive market, with Fiat Chrysler as the first announced partner working on a custom assistant. 2 years ago, the Video Electronic Standards Association, or VESA, published its DisplayPort 2.0 spec with support for dual 8K monitors, dual 4K monitors up to 144Hz refresh rate, and up to a single 16K monitor. The first DisplayPort 2.0 monitors were supposed to arrive in late 2020. VESA told The Verge DisplayPort 2.0 is working on new system chips and should appear in products later this year. The delay was caused because developers and engineers could not convene in person for plug tests where companies work out interoperability issues. VESA has a plug test planned for the spring in Taiwan to get the process going again. Samsung announced its first 5G laptop, the Galaxy Book Flex 2 5G. This Windows 2-in-1 offers Intel 11th Gen CPUs and Z graphics with Evo certification, supporting sub-6 GHz only. Other specs include a 13.3-inch Full HD QLED display, up to 512GB of storage and 8GB of RAM, and includes an S Pen stylus. It also includes a 13-megapixel rear camera and 720p webcam. It's available for pre-order now in the UK, shipping February 12th, starting at £1,649. Intel updated its next unit of computing, or NUC, lineup of mini desktop computers to now feature 11th Gen Intel processors, Wi-Fi 6, and Z graphics on i5 and i7 equipped models. This includes a new NUC 11 Enthusiast, codenamed Phantom Canyon, which offers a Core i7 1165 G7 CPU and RTX 2060 graphics, as well as two Thunderbolt 4 ports and 2.5 gigabit Ethernet in a form factor about the size of a large book. No pricing or availability was announced. Intel also introduced a NUC Pro line, with all units in that line able to drive up to 8K displays, and some units offering vPro-enabled CPUs. Oculus will now let Quest 2 headset owners create up to 3 secondary accounts for anybody they're sharing their VR headset with, including app sharing and allowing individual game progress and achievements starting next month. Original Quest owners will eventually get this feature too. All primary and secondary users will need to log in with Facebook accounts. YouTube launched a pilot program to let creators offer shopping for products directly in a video. Videos with shopping show a shopping bag icon in the corner. Clicking on it will display a list of featured items, which will show links to related videos on the items, provide more product information, and ultimately allow viewers to buy the item. Currently, only US users on Android, iOS, and the web can view the shopping feature. A new note from analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that Apple will release two new MacBook Pro models this year with 14 and 16-inch screens. These laptops will feature a substantial redesign with a more angular design similar to recent iPad Pros, losing the touch bar, but seeing the return of MagSafe charging ports. Quo also reported that Apple is aggressively testing a vapor chamber cooling system for upcoming iPhones. The company has reportedly been working on it for some time, although it hasn't been able to get the system up to production standards. Quo says it's likely the vapor chamber cooling system would be used on iPhones in the future, but it may not be ready for 2021 devices. Back in October, security researchers noticed that on macOS Big Sur, Apple's own apps were able to bypass third-party firewalls, security tools, and VPN apps. This was the result of the content filter exclusion list included in the OS. Apple said the list was temporary, and ZDNet later learned that it was created to help fix bugs in a new system called Network Extension Framework, introduced to replace deprecated network kernel extensions. With the release of macOS Big Sur 11.2 Beta 2, Apple has removed content filter exclusion lists from the OS code. Ring says it's fixed a security flaw in its Neighbors app that was exposing the precise locations and home addresses of users who had posted to the app. Ring launched Neighbors in 2018 as a neighborhood watch app that lets users anonymously share crime and public safety issues, including video taken on Ring doorbells and security cameras. According to documents seen by Reuters, the Trump administration added Xiaomi and eight other Chinese companies to a list of companies with alleged ties to the Chinese military. Companies on the list are subject to a U.S. investment ban, meaning U.S. investors would have to divest all holdings in the companies by November 11, 2021. And finally, analysts at Counterpoint Research found that in Q3 2020, earwear, like wireless earbuds, accounted for 52% of the overall wearable market, combining with wrist-worn wearables to account for 93%. Annual shipments of true wireless earbuds are expected to increase 83% on the year to 238 million units. Apple remains the top company in terms of market share, with 29% in the quarter, although that is down from 45% in Q3 a year ago. Xiaomi was second with 13%, while Samsung and JBL each had 5% of the market. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.